welcome to ArcoCouch, the best place to chill with friends and get your game goodness each and every Monday. My name's Dylan Blight, and joining me on the couch this week, Ashley Hopper.
Hey Dylan, excited to be here in a week where people saw people's true colours, am I right?
Oh, Life is Strange, Deck 9, we don't know. Yeah. What, is it Deck 9?
Yes.
Yep. The one for the books.
Yeah, I just love 2024.
If you don't know what we're talking about, there's a IGN article about Deck 9, apparently.
Deck 9 shit.
Deck 9 shit. Work conditions. Anyway, what do you reckon I brought this week?
Yeah, so you said, oh, I need to go and get a prop.
Couldn't remember where I put it down.
Okay,
I brought this earlier in the week. No, hold on. What's today? Yeah, it's Sunday. So, this comes out Monday. So, I brought this last week. Yeah.
You got Steam Deck.
Incorrect.
I don't know. I'll give you. Is another the Playdate 2 out?
No.
Oh, you bought James Dogma.
Now, it's currently in plastic. How long do you reckon it'll stay in plastic?
Probably the same amount of the time as Elden Ring's been in plastic.
Now, that's still in plastic.
Yeah.
So, in perpetuity, you say?
In perpetuity, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I was in JB the other day, and I was like, oh man, they've still got this, like, cool, it's got like a, what do you call it, a lithograph cover, right? You know, like the 3D, like they move and shit. It's hard to see on camera, but yeah. That sort of thing, you know, you turn it sideways and the
kind it looks like it moves, yeah.
Yeah, and it's got that 3D effect. I was like, oh, cool, they've still got whatever. That's pretty cool. I was like, I want to play this game. I'll just buy it now. Maybe that'll increase my chances. But yeah, I nearly took it out of plastic the other day. As like when I brought it home, I nearly put it back in I just straight away took it out of plastic. Like I do most all the Blu-rays I buy. But I was like, no, I've been not because like it'll ruin the meme. Like not to say I'm purposely not going to play it, but if this goes the same way as Elden Ring, it'll ruin any and all meme potential if I take it out of plastic, you know? Because currently my thing is buying video games to leave them in plastic and not in a collector's way, but just a...
But maybe, have you looked how much?
It's true. I think it was a... Wasn't it? Hold on. Because I know exactly where Elden Ring sits because I have to have quick access to it in case it's ever brought up on the show. Now, this is some special edition. So it has a... Oh, no, it's just a launch edition, right? It says it has the game, a woven patch, 3 art cards, a poster, and a set of stickers. Still in plastic. Now, to prove I'm not joking, you can see on camera, the viewers can't, but, or the listeners can't, but still plastic, right, Ash?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to confirm for everyone listening. I'm not lying. Still has never been opened. When did this come out?
2 years. A long time.
So Dragon's Dogma is now going to sit with that, and it will sit with that.
So someone is trying to sell a sealed Australian edition day one launch edition of Elden Ring for $160. So
I didn't pay $160, so
yeah,
maybe I turned an easy profit
potentially.
I mean, I could sell it for 160 and then what, it's probably like half that. Probably like $50 on digital.
You just wait till the next digital sale. Yeah, use them coin the stars or whatever on PlayStation. Yeah.
It's not a bad fucking idea, is it? I'm gonna think about this.
But then the meme.
Yeah. Oh no! It look, I'd finish the story. I like Cody Rhodes, but the
still time.
I mean, as we're
he may have finished the story by the time.
Yeah, there's still time. We you know, I don't want to date this too much, but you know, we're recording Sunday night. Day 2 is tomorrow. This comes out tomorrow morning.
He Cody's a big fan, so I think, you know, he'll
he might be listening. Yeah.
Yeah, he might be a bit disappointed, you know. It's been a rough weekend for him, you know. With one loss. And his bus caught on fire.
I'm just going to say there's some signs there, Cody, right? Bus catches on fire. And today, I'm pretty sure... Did you watch it, by the way? Not to go yes, into a full like. He does a crossroads, right?
Mm.
Stands up, tries to get hyped up with the crowd, just gets booed. It's so awkward. I'm like, no matter where you go, Cody, apparently everyone hates you eventually. The Rock's like, I'm the biggest heel in the business. Rock fucking crossroads him, gets booed. Like, what is that?
It's a shit crowd, that's what it is.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I can't blame him for that.
Yeah. But
fucking
hell. Anyway. This isn't between the cushions. This is RK Couch.
Yeah, but I got makeup. Just a little sliver of makeup from missing last week, you know. Anyway, yeah, let's talk about video games. April, we're in it.
We are.
We're into it.
You know why April's so great?
You tell me.
Daylight savings is fucking ended.
True, end of today. Now, I had to message you just to double check because I was like, I assume you know, but I was like.
No, I didn't realize till I checked the calendar and I'm like, okay, that's weird. That's later than usual. It's like, oh, times have lined up. It's crazy. Mm. So, yeah.
I got a little bit of an hour long sleep in this morning. See, that's what you miss out on. You miss out on the shit where they take an hour from you. You go,
the thing that kills like a bunch of people every year for less sleep.
Yeah, but then they give
for
it
for people driving and then getting into car accidents because they had less sleep. Yeah.
But like it helps teach you to appreciate it when you don't have it, you know? Anyway, April video games. Video game releases in April 2024. It's an article I put up on Explosion Network. Now, I put up, I'll say all the big games and indie games that I think matter in this list. Of course, there's too many games released every month to list everything. That's just way too hard. I picked three things within the article that were my picks for the month. I've asked Ash to look ahead and pick three things for his pick for the month. Now, I'm going to read it from top to bottom. Now, if I stop on a game you've picked, you let me know. And when I get to the games I've picked, I'll obviously stop. Maybe we'll have some crossover. Maybe all three will be crossover. I don't know.
No, I've avoided doing any crossover.
Okay, I mean, that's fine. So first game I got on the list, April 9th, Spirit City, Lo-Fi Sessions. I feel like I've seen this game in trailers at those sort of guerrilla games, sort of wholesome games, sort of stuff for like 2 years. But anyway, it's finally coming out. It's just a chill sort of music rhythm spirit anime game thing. Looks very chill. April 10th, Botany Manor. Also used to show up in indie things, but I think it was when the Xbox last showed up in the Xbox thing, I think, showcase. Anyway, you're a botanist. Grow plants. Have fun. Children of Sun comes out on the same day, April 10th. That is the one I talked about a couple weeks back. I don't know, maybe a month ago now. Time flies. During Steam Next Fest, it's the puzzle sniper shooter thing where basically after you fire off the bullet you can then redirect it out of everyone out of people into other people game. It is a puzzle game at its heart. It's a puzzle game. It's about getting the right, like, finding out where you shoot and how you go about it and all this sort of stuff, but it's a sniper game. April 11th,
it's your Kennedy assassination game. Magic bullet.
Fucking hell. April 11th, Broken Roads comes out. Australian RPG. I put this as my first pick. Obviously, this has been a long time coming. It's been hearing about it for years. Yep. Then it was delayed earlier this year, obviously. Now, finally coming out. After years and years of seeing it, it's basically a throwback to the OG Fallout games, but in Australian setting. So, you know, turn-based combat, looting for stuff, talking to people, doing quests, outback. Very, very cool. Excited to finally check out the full release.
Yeah, I'm keen for this game as well. It's not one of the three, but obviously it's very focused dialogue choice system. I think it's very interesting. Very like
in-depth wheel and
Because obviously you go in any of these RPGs, you get four options for what to say, and they're all four completely different tones. Yeah. So this one hopefully will give you multiple options within the same tone range.
Yeah. And I know at PAX, the big thing they talked about when I spent some time talking to them there was about the wheel. Well, I can't remember the exact wording, but the
alignment
wheel.
Alignment
wheel, yeah, and stuff like that. So April 16th, this is where my next pick comes along. Harold Hailbutt. This is a game that I can't remember what showcase it was in, but it was probably like a year ago, 18 months ago. Remember the first time trailer showed up and I couldn't believe, I thought it was the coolest looking thing.
Yep.
Just because of how unique it was. It is it's a point and click adventure game or an adventure game at heart, but the standout factor is that it is a video game made entirely with like claymation, stop motion animation, which is just utterly unique. And anytime you watch a trailer for it or see pictures of it, it just looks so different to anything else that's out there at the moment. So hopefully the story is as interesting. It does seem interesting. It's about this character sort of on this spaceship that's like under the ocean or whatever. It's like a whole community of people living there, and obviously you get to interact with a bunch of people, and I don't really know what the story is other than it just seems like a slice of life sort of thing within this environment. But yeah, I think that the style and how it's been made is just such a standout, unique thing. So
yeah,
very, very keen for that.
Coming to Xbox Game Pass, so everybody can get a chance to play it. Hopefully they've optimized it because, you know, they had the Steam demo and it was 120 gig demo.
Yes.
So hopefully
they've... Clay's big, I hear.
Clay's big size. Well, each of those files need to be downloaded. You know?
Yeah. It's a lot. Clay figurine.
Each clay figurine, yes.
Then we got Grounded on the same day, coming to Nintendo Switch. So if you're looking forward to playing a bite-sized adventure on the go.
That's crazy. An Xbox exclusive game on the Switch?
What will they think of next?
Yeah.
April 18th, Final Fantasy 16, Rising Tide DLC, if you care about that. Obviously, I do not. April 19th, No Rest for the Wicked, Early Access. So this is from Moon Studios, the team behind Ori and the Blind Forest. But this is an action RPG that's coming out in Early Access, not full release, which there's so many weird things amongst that. It's like from the people who did Ori, a action RPG coming out in Early Access. Like, it's just not what you would expect to hear coming from that team at all. But
I mean, this is one of my picks. It looks really good, really interesting world. All the like previews I've seen have been very positive and like saying it's definitely an evolution of the genre and that kind of thing. Interesting it is releasing in Early Access. I think it's good for players who will eventually play it when it's full release. But, you know, obviously this is a game that needs a little bit of fine-tuning and start that kind of Hades treatment. But yeah, you know, at least they're putting out a game and not waiting several years before the next, you know, title they'll put out. You know, it seemed like every year Xbox fans were waiting for the next Ori game to release. So at least we're getting something... even if it's something that needs to be fine-tuned a little bit. So, yeah. Looks cool.
Does look cool. Just weird. Such a wild direction. Wild swing.
So different to, you know, Ori.
They're like, no, we did two of those games, Metroidvania.
Pretty good. Let's do something else.
Moving on. Let's do something else. April 24th, Yuden Chronicle 100 Heroes, the next entry in the JRPG series that has a million entries. It's about all I know. From this, that's my explanation, yep. I think. Then we got Tales of Kanzera Zao. So this is the game that's coming from the, what do they call it? EA Original? No. Yes?
Yes.
EA Originals, yeah. Came out at the, did you come out at the Microsoft show and talk about this? No, it was at a Jeff show, wasn't it?
It was at Game Awards,
that's right. So this came out at Game Awards. It's a, it's a Metroidvania. But with a very sort of culturally unique spin on it, I guess, and character and everything like that. Looks very, very cool. And from what I've seen, I don't think they're putting it out as a fully charged title either. I think it has a cheaper charge on, and it's coming to PlayStation Plus Extra. So
yes, So day one. So
day one.
Easy definitely to, worth jumping into, you know.
Then we got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Arcade Wrath of the Mutants. So this is the 2017 arcade game that's now getting re-released. So nothing wrong with wanting to get into a arcade Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game at
it's
all.
It's just weird that it's like three iterations of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ago.
Yeah, no, they're like, eh, fuck it. Let's just...
Yeah, let's just release it. We need something.
Yeah, we need something.
Released anything Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles recently?
This month? Yeah.
No. Okay.
Recently? Yes. This month? No. April 26th, Sega? Emerald Beyond. Another JRPG game or something. I don't really know, but I know they're very popular. So, yep. Sandland, same day. So this is the from the old man who did Dragon Ball.
Akira Toriyama.
Who passed away last week. Yep.
A few weeks ago.
Sorry, time's a blur. I don't really know much about this, to be completely honest. Is this an anime?
Yeah, so, well, it was a... I don't actually know that much manga? Either. I want to say it was a manga. It's recently been adapted into an anime series, which is on Disney Plus. I watched the first episode. It's fun. But yeah, I'm keen to check this out. This is one of my other picks. You know, fun Akira Toriyama styled action adventure game. Okay. Interesting world where obviously it's a big desert world where an evil, you know, mayor is hoarding all the water, so they're trying to find another water source. Yeah. Well, very Mad Max, because, like, you know, they're driving around on vehicles and there's monsters. Well, I guess there's not monsters in Mad Max, but...
The people.
Yeah. These are actual monsters.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Then you got Top Spin 2K25. So get into it with all your favorites.
Roger this is my Bell, last pick. So it would be nice to have a good tennis game. Like, on the level of the other 2K sports games, you know?
All the previews were good, from what I saw.
All the previews are good, as long as it feels good. It's interesting that the cover athletes, Roger Federer and Serena Williams, are two retired players, which isn't very common. Well, I guess
two players I will recognize.
Okay? Yeah, I guess, you know, most mass market appeal and not offend anybody, I guess. Serena maybe a little bit.
Who would you put?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Shut the fuck up then. You know?
I mean, yeah.
But nothing's nice to say. You get no constructive criticism. No, just criticism.
You know, you just pick two current players, you know?
Yeah. Leighton Hewitt.
No, not even close. You know?
Who was that fuckwit we banned?
Djokovic? Yeah. No, that's one who would definitely, you know.
Get rid of him, eh? Stellar Blade is my next, my final pick coming out the same day. Talked about it, obviously, on Platinum Explosion. Played through the demo about the first hour of the game. I was keen for it before then. I thought it had some interesting ideas. Was definitely different to what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be more, you know, hack and slash, Bayonetta, Devil May Cry type game. Is more of a thoughtful combat based thing, trying to be Light Souls like. And it seems to be working just fine. Like, I don't think it's like over. It's a lot more welcoming and a lot more approachable than actual Souls games. And story seems unique. Yep. Anime nerds love it because of boobs. That's an ass. There you go. Then you got Demon Slayer. Kimetsu no Yaiba, sweep the board. It's Demon Slayer Party Mario Party, the game.
Which two things that go great together.
Yep. Why not? You gotta wonder how sometimes these things get made, right? You're like, oh, we should do a Demon Slayer game. Yeah, okay, what do you want to do? Like Mario Party, but Demon Slayer. Like, how to... And the thing is, this could be fun, right? This could be fun. This could be really cool. And I don't know. It just seems weird to me because this sort of game invokes, you know, kids, party, fun, and stuff. Demon Slayer is, like, not a PG anime, is it? It's, like, fucking
anime. No, but it's, like, them training up to become Demon Slayers, I guess.
Yes, but
that segment.
Yeah, it's weird.
You know?
It's a bit weird.
It's not actually fighting demons, it's the training.
Okay. Still. Not your third pick?
No.
Okay.
I've made my three picks, I think.
Did you? I might have missed your second one. I didn't realize it was your
Sandland. Yeah.
Aggro Crab is the next game released in continuing along the same day. So this is the game in which a hermit crab gets his shell stolen and you're going around, you're going to get that fucking shell back, bro. I'm keen for this.
It's Crustacean Ring.
Yeah, Crustacean Ring. It's a Souls game from my understanding, but...
Yes.
Yeah, but you're a crab, so... Yeah, did make my cut, but it is coming to Game Pass, so it's hard to be like, like, there's no reason I
would looks cool. Least try to, yeah. It's, you know, they've done a good job of marketing it, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Then I put in Werewolf Apocalypse, The Book of Hungry Names. This is an interactive novel game. I put this in because I always see these games come out and release and stuff. And in a world where I had more time, these are weirdly sort of the games I would 100% be playing all of these. I've played some of the vampire ones, the masquerade ones, the stuff. They're pretty cool. Like, just that world. And you just, you know, you make it's just a visual novel. You're reading it, but you just make
choices. Choose your own adventure book.
Yeah, basically, in a digital format. Yes. The last one I was playing, the vampire, the masquerade one, I was playing on the Rogger in bed. That was a good...
Rog deck,
yeah. That was a good way to do it, so... then April 30th, Braid Anniversary Edition comes out. So if you've never played Braid before, that could be a chance. It's going to have, you know, updated graphics, new sounds, developer commentary if you care to listen to whatever his name is talk. I personally don't, but you do you. Good game, though. I played it when it released. It was one of the really early, like, digital success stories back when buying a game digitally was such a weird like idea. It's a really cool game. I can spot the twist is, do you know the twist for this game? Have you never had that spoiled for you?
They let the braid out.
No, I'll tell you after
recording. It's just straight here.
It's quite a funny twist. I'll let you know after.
It's time travel, right?
Because you're never gonna play it. No, it's not time travel. Time travel is involved, but it's not quite. I mean, the whole game's time travel. You can freeze time and rewind it at any point. So, Sea of Thieves comes out PlayStation 5 same day. So, you know, weird world we live in. There you go. And then TBD, Dave the Diver, is supposed to release on PS5 sometime this month.
It's...
Oh, that's right.
I think the week before?
After I wrote this article, I think they put out
the
Plus extra thing, didn't they?
It's releasing 16th.
There you go, 16th.
So yes, I'll be playing that.
Mm. Well, who won't be, considering they have paid for it?
I mean, people have already finished it, I guess. Or don't like trophies.
Losers.
Exactly.
Damn right. Losers. Just quickly, two other ones for this week. We got Hellblade 2 previews went up. Did you, I know you don't care about the game, but did you see any of the tweets and the drama around this?
No, I didn't. I saw it was very positive from my end. Is that not the case?
I think it was mostly positive. I just think so press start like highlights on the previews here. They wrote, while one outlet, GamePro, has highlighted the game's 30 frames per second cap and dynamic.
Oh no, not 30 frames per second. Oh, disgusting. What a terrible thing.
Yeah. I actually do not care for this case because this is the sort of game where I'm like, I'm not playing it for the graphics, but the graphics, like the visual fidelity is such a important part of the experience, more so than the actual.
You don't think this is a game where you need those extra frames to make you a good player and stuff? To make you throw your voices?
I don't know. I bet some of the boss fights in the first one were kind of hard. So maybe, but yeah, I don't think it personalizes. But yes, that's fucking. What you talking about? Yeah, I think most of the previews were really positive. Super keen for it. But yeah, I did see a lot of a little bit of a kerfuffle about the old
frames per second.
Frames per second debate. Yeah,
it's either it comes out with 30 frames per second, or you have to wait another 6 years before it releases.
Well, you can do above 30 on PC. It's just on Xbox, no matter which Xbox you have, 30.
It's Xbox's fault for making the X. The S.
That rule where the S has to match the, yeah, like the frames cannot be better on X than the S.
Yeah. So
they really fucked themselves there.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Nothing. Can't do anything. And another thing I want to talk about, I haven't played this, but have you seen the new storm surrounding content warning?
I've seen content warning constantly coming up. I thought people were just preparing me for bad stuff in their tweets.
Really?
Or, you know, not wanting to see, you to see stuff on their streams. But apparently it's a video game.
It is a video game. Yeah, so Press Start writes, content warning, the online viral video creation game that sees teams of four venture into the unseen depths to film creepy shit for quote-unquote SpookTube and make bank, went absolutely viral itself when it launched on Steam early in the week with a 24-hour debut period where it was totally free. So, just my little asterisk there. I follow the... I grabbed it as soon as it went up because I follow Landfall Games. I follow, I think, two or three people that work on the team, a bunch of Australian developers because it's an Australian developer. As soon as it dropped, everyone was retweeting it. So I was like, fucking claim that shit. So I think it's back up to like $15 now. But wild.
$11.79.
Close.
According to Kieran.
There you go.
At Press Start. Less than a three-piece box of KFC.
True. It's very true.
Which is the only measurement of food. Measurement of prices.
Measurement of pricing. It's wild to see, like, you know, people just take wild swings when it comes to marketing. Like, release and stuff. And just be like, you know what, 24 hours free. And I think it worked. So developer Landfall Games has revealed that the game is claimed by over six million players in that initial free window and has gone over to peak at 200,000 concurrent players. At the time of writing, this was 3 days ago, it's still going strong and sitting in the top 15 most played games according to SteamDB, right behind the likes of Dragon's Dogma 2 and GTA 5 somehow. Along with the good new launch news, Landfall has also dropped an early patch correcting some minor issues, blah 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 blah. If you've not given content warning go, it comes highly recommended. Kieran says he's done some games with total strangers and found the experience to just be as engaging and hilarious. It's a simple but effective fun that doesn't ask for a huge amount of time to play or master. And yes, insert joke about KFC free piece box.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a very weird game. Like you're like these four weird, almost stick figure characters that just, yeah, like it's like just a wacky four player game where you just fuck around basically. I don't really know what the
objective is.
Well, that you get an objective, it's like drop in and like I don't know how to describe this game. Do they have a Steam page that describes the game better?
It says film your friends doing scary things to become SpookTube famous.
Yeah, that's not really good. I mean, that is
get famous or die trying. Content warning is a co-op horror game where you film spooky stuff with your friends and try to go viral. Squad up, customize your face with the ASCII face customizer, buy some gear and use the diving bell to go around. Go down to the old world. Down there, you'll encounter scary physics animated monsters, cursed relics, and other effects. Film as many scary things as possible before you run out of oxygen, camera, battery, or friends. Mm-hmm. If you survive, you need to get back to the diving bell to transport you and the remaining members of your team to the surface, upload your chaotic footage to SpookTube, settle in for a watch party, and wait for the views to tick up.
Now, can you go down, I believe, if you read the game features dot list, is quite funny.
In-game handheld working camera. 2-4 player online co-op. Voice chat. Face customization. Make and save in-game recordings. Your friends looking and acting silly. Scary animated physics monsters. Cursed artifacts. Flashlights. Many. Fame. Maybe.
So the first of many big Australian games released this year, but I think this is so far the biggest for biggest Australian release game of the year, I think, right? We haven't had any of our huge releases so far this year, have we?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
No. Not I can think of either, so.
Top review. What if we became YouTubers? Ford found dead in sewers. Yeah, seems to be very positive.
What do you think about this idea of just like giving a game out for free for 24
hours?
That just
seems crazy. 6 million people. And then only 200,000 of that are actually playing the game at most or at any point. That seems...
That was the highest concurrent.
Yeah.
Concurrent.
Yeah. So... I mean,
it's almost like I believe our game will get.
I believe that word of mouth will work so well.
Yes. Yeah.
That we'll be able to make up for the 6 million free copies that we've given away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they didn't expect that many copies to be redeemed, you know, in that 24-hour period. But you should always expect the internet to try and get free stuff as much as possible. Yeah,
true.
As long as you've got like microtransactions down the road, you know.
Currently
nothing, but you know, or like you know DLC or something like that, you know. Something they can make a little bit of extra, recoup some of that cost. But yeah, that seems like it's a bold choice, to go down because it could easily have gone the other way where you know nobody likes it, everybody downloaded it, nobody else buys it, you know. Mm-hmm. You're like, damn, we just gave away. Big risk, but, you know, got big reward, it seems.
Mm. No, I think it's very cool. So hopefully it pays off for them and continues to do well. It's very funny, like, seeing, like, people post clips and stuff online. Seems like a very, very meme-worthy game.
That's all people want anymore. Meme games. It'll be a big thing for a month, then nobody's playing it, like Power World. You know how we made a big deal about Power World? Nobody's playing Power World anymore.
That's right, Kieran, you fucking loser.
Yeah, you're fucking AI-loving, plagiarism-appreciating
piece of shit. No tire, motherfucker. All right, that'll do it for this week's episode of Arcade Cat. Thanks for joining us. Listen to the show. Of course, you can find us on Twitter, explosionnetwork.com/Twitter. Join our Discord, explosionnetwork.com/Discord. If you liked this episode and thought it was worth a dollar, head on over to our Ko-fi page, explosionnetwork.com/support, where you can buy us a coffee. It was a little over a dollar. And until next week, same time, same couch.